Our next speaker is Benjamin Lee. After several years in the Pfizer Pharmaceuticals, Benjamin Lee devoted his life to preaching the gospel in 2009. He is a devoted husband and father and began his service to the West Main Church of Christ in Lewisville, Texas in 2018. He has had the opportunity to preach and teach in Africa, Mexico, and throughout the United States. His perspective from Scripture that Ben will bring before us today is the great King Jesus, the great I Am, who has brought his kingdom to earth so that disciples will do just as he said. No matter the cost, no matter the discomfort, Jesus is King and calls all of us to obedience.
It has been the year of cancellation. All of us by now have been using this kind of language. All of us have been impacted by some kind of cancellation in some shape or form. If I were to ask you what has been maybe the biggest disappointment of 2020 with respect to something that's been canceled, how would you answer that question? I think for a lot of young people, it would be something obviously connected to school. Maybe you were a senior and you missed out on your graduation, the graduation parties and all the different special events that you were supposed to enjoy. I think all of us could share some type of story, whether it was vacation or something like that. This has been a very challenging year. As a result of the year of cancellation, as a result of the uncertainty and fear, there's a lot of things in the air. There's a lot of questions that people have. But as young people, as Christians, let us be sure that we never question our Father in heaven. What I mean by that is that we don't have to question His Word. We don't have to question what His Son has given to us in His Word. Because what the Father says, what the Son says, we can always be certain that it will happen, just as they say that it would or will. I want to give you an example of this in Matthew chapter 27. If you have your Bible, turn over to Matthew chapter 27. As you think about this whole year of cancellation, in the days of Jesus, after he was crucified, he died on the cross. The enemies of Jesus, like the chief priests and the Pharisees, they wanted to be sure that his body remained in the tomb. You could say almost that they wanted to be sure that the resurrection would be canceled, so to speak. And what we see in Matthew chapter 27 and verse number 62, the Bible says, "Now on the next day, the day after the preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered together with Pilate, the very men who had often accused Jesus of breaking the Sabbath, which he never did." And yet what we see here is that they are plotting evil. They're trying to be sure that Jesus and his body remains in the tomb. They said in verse 63, "Sir, we remember that when he was still alive, that deceiver said," and he wasn't a deceiver, but that's how they described him, "after 3 days I am to rise again. Therefore, give orders for the grave to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may come and steal him away and say to the people, 'He has risen from the dead.' And the last deception will be worse than the first." They were thinking that the disciples of all people were going to come and steal his body. They remembered the words of Jesus and what he had spoken concerning the resurrection. But they didn't really buy into that. But they wanted to be sure that the disciples of Jesus did not try to steal his body. And so Pilate said to them in verse 65, "You have a guard. Go make it as secure as you know how." And they went and made the grave secure, and along with the guard, they set a seal on the stone. So think about this for a moment. These great men of power, the chief priests and the Pharisees, they went to a man of power, Pilate. They set up guards who had power around the tomb to make sure that no one would get into the tomb and to make sure that the body of Jesus remained there. Yet despite all of these efforts to cancel the resurrection, they couldn't stop the power of God. In Matthew chapter 28 and verse number 1, the Bible says, "Now after the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to look at the grave. And behold, a severe earthquake had occurred. For an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled away the stone and sat upon it. Yeah, they tried to cancel the resurrection, but they were no match for God and his power. And his appearance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. The guards shook for fear of him. These guards, maybe as many as 16 guards, they shook for fear of him and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who has been crucified. He is not here, for he has risen." Now listen to what the angel said next. "Just as he said." That's where I want your attention to be. "Just as he said." He's not here, for he has risen just as he said. Come, see the place where he was lying. Yes, he had died. Yes, they put him in the tomb. But he was risen from the grave just as he said. My mind goes to John chapter 2. If you have your Bible, turn over to John chapter 2. Remember, in John chapter 2, the Bible says, after in verse number 14, "And he found in the temple," talking about Jesus, "those who were selling oxen and sheep and doves, and the money changers seated at their tables. And he made a scourge of cords and drove them all out of the temple with the sheep and the oxen. And he poured out the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. And to those who were selling the doves, he said, 'Take these things away. Stop making my Father's house a place of business.'" His disciples remembered that it was written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then said to him, "What sign do you show us as your authority for doing these things?" Now listen to what Jesus said. Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." The Jews then said, "It took 46 years to build this temple, and will you raise it up in 3 days? But he was speaking of the temple of his body. You see, all the things that Jesus said concerning the resurrection, it could not be canceled. It could not be stopped. His word was true, and it happened just as he said. Which is why in verse 22, the Bible says, "So when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he said this, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had spoken." You see, even though we live in a world where there's so much uncertainty, we need to remember our King. Our King Jesus, he reigns in heaven. He is at the right hand of God. And what he says, what he has said in his word, it will happen just as he said. More than ever, we as a people of God, we need to remember and believe the scripture, believe the words of Jesus that were spoken. We need to have such great certainty in our Father in heaven and his Son Jesus, because they have given us everything we need, never to doubt, but always to believe that what they say, it will happen just as they said it. So let me ask you a question. I've shown you this example of the resurrection and how it took place just as Jesus said that it would. Can you think of other examples, stories in the Word of God when Jesus, during his ministry, said certain things and they happened just as he said? I want to take you on a brief journey because this is really important for your faith and for mine. Because as we go through this world of uncertainty, again, we need to make sure that we trust in the one that always, the one that when he says something, it always happens. That we don't have to have any doubt. That we can trust our great King in heaven. There's nothing too big for him. He has demonstrated his power over all things. All power and authority have been given to him. So let me just share with you a couple of examples and then we'll make some points of application. The first, I want you to turn over to Mark chapter 4, please. In Mark chapter 4, we're going to see where Jesus was with his disciples in Mark chapter 4. And I want you to take note of verse number 35. Mark chapter 4 and verse number 35, the Bible says, "On that day when evening came, he said to them," talking to his disciples, "let us go over to the other side." They were going to go over to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. Leaving the crowd, they took him along with them in the boat just as he was, and other boats were with him. And there arose a fierce gale of wind, and the waves were breaking over the boat so much that the boat was already filling up. Jesus himself was in the stern. I love this. Asleep. He's asleep. Asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we're perishing?" So Jesus is taking a nap. He said that we're going to go over to the other side, but now they are afraid because of the winds and the waves. So watch this. He got up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Hush, be still." And the wind died down, and it became perfectly calm. And he said to them, "Why are you afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They became very much afraid and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and sea and the sea obey him?" Don't you just love this story? We see the power of our Savior, of our King Jesus, on display. That there was nothing too big for him, not the wind and not the waves. And what he told his disciples, it came to pass, just as he said. They were going to go to the other side. So it didn't matter the storm that they encountered, what Jesus said it was going to happen. As I think about this story here, it reminds me of what we're going through in 2020 as older individuals, not that old, but as older individuals, and for many of the young people who may be watching this, we're going through some storms, aren't we? It doesn't matter how windy it may get. It doesn't matter how big the waves may hit us, whether it's with COVID-19 or other issues that we're facing in this world. Our King in heaven rules, and he has the power. And maybe more than ever, we need to be reminded of what Jesus said, "Hush, be still." Maybe we need to be still a little bit more. He was talking to the winds and the waves, but we need to be reminded of his power. There's nothing too big for him. And we also maybe need to be reminded of the question that he said in verse 40, "Why are you afraid?" I think that may be a great question for all of us. Because if we find ourselves doubting Jesus, the question becomes why? What Jesus tells us in his word, it happens just as he says it will happen. That's what we see all throughout his ministry. That was the case when it came to the resurrection. That was the case here with this particular miracle that took place. Why are you afraid? There is no storm that is too big for our Savior. No storm that is too big for our God. We need to have great confidence in him. Do you still have no faith? Let's be reminded that what Jesus says, it happens just as he said. Can you think of another example in the Gospels where Jesus said something and it happened just as he said it? Look over in Mark chapter 14, please. In Mark chapter 14, in verse number 1, the Bible says, "Now the Passover and the unleavened bread were 2 days away. And the chief priests and the scribes were seeking how to seize him by stealth and kill him. For they were saying, 'Not during the festival, otherwise there might be a riot of the people.' While he was in Bethany at the home of Simon the leper and reclining at the table, there came a woman with an alabaster vial, a very costly perfume, a pure nard, and she broke the vial and poured it over his head. But some were indignantly remarking to one another, 'Why has this perfume been wasted? For this perfume might have been sold for over 300 denarii and the money given to the poor.' And they were scolding her. But Jesus said, 'Let her alone. Why do you bother her? She has done a good deed to me. For you always have the poor with you.'" Think about what Jesus said there. That still happens. Just as he said, "For you always have the poor with you. And whenever you wish, you can do good to them, but you do not always have me." And that would be the case. It would happen just as he said. You're not always going to have me here. He would eventually die and be buried and raised, be risen from the grave, and eventually ascend back into heaven. They would not always have him. So listen to what he said next in verse 8. "She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for the burial." He was already talking about what was going to happen, and it did just as he said. "Truly I say to you, wherever," now watch this, "wherever the gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be spoken of in memory of her. I don't know about you, but that is just so amazing to me. That in 2020, we're still talking about this woman. We're still talking about this event, that wherever the gospel is preached, and the whole world. This is a reminder about the certainty of God's word, that it's not going anywhere, that it will continue to remain. It's also a reminder that what Jesus said, it came to pass, just as he said. That's what the angel said to those women at the tomb. Death could not hold him in the grave. The winds and the waves were not too big for him to hush and to cause them to be still. And now Jesus reminds us that indeed all of these things that he said, and the woman that he spoke of here, she's still being mentioned wherever the gospel is being spread. You see, we can be reminded when we look back at the events of Christ, and we can be certain and should have great confidence that what he says, it will always come to pass. Can you think of other examples where Jesus said something and it happened just as he said? Let me give you another one, this time in the Gospel of Matthew. We turn over to Matthew chapter 24. In Matthew chapter 24, Jesus said in verse number 1, Jesus came out from the temple and was going away when his disciples came up to point out the temple buildings to him. And he said to them, "Do you not see all these things? Truly I say to you, not one stone here will be left upon another, which will not be torn down." Jesus, as he pointed to the temple, he spoke about what would happen, how the temple would eventually be destroyed. And that did take place, the destruction of Jerusalem. The temple was destroyed in 70 AD, and it happened just as he said. Remember what Jesus said after partaking of the Lord's Supper, after instituting the Lord's Supper in Matthew chapter 26. In Matthew chapter 26 and verse number 30, the Bible says, "After singing a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, 'You will all,'" talking to his apostles, "'you will all fall away because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike down the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock shall be scattered. But after I have been raised,'" so he told them, listen, all of you are going to fall away. We know the rest of the story. It happened just as he said. He said, "But after I've been raised," and we know that he was raised just as he said, "I will go ahead of you to Galilee." All of these things that Jesus said, they took place. And yes, these were some dark moments with his disciples scattering as a result of what would take place. And what's interesting as well, in verse number 33, Peter said to him, "Even though all may fall away because of you, I will never fall away." That's the mentality that we have to avoid. This mentality where we choose not to truly trust and listen to what our King in heaven tells us. Brothers and sisters, we need to be reminded that whatever Jesus says, what he said in his ministry, it is true, it is firm, it is reliable. Just like our Father in heaven, all the things that we read about in the Old Testament and the New Testament, seeing the power of God, the power of our Father in heaven, the power of his Son, what they said, it came to pass. It was always trustworthy and reliable because they are faithful in nature. We need to be faithful to them. We need to trust in what they have to tell us as well. There's nothing too big for them. There's nothing too big that they cannot handle. And this should bring us great assurance. I think about passages like Mark chapter 16. Look over in Mark chapter 16. In Mark chapter 16, remember what Jesus said here after the resurrection? In Mark chapter 16, he told them, he told his apostles in verse number 15, and he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. He who has believed and has been baptized shall be saved." What a comfort that should be to us. That what Jesus says here concerning our salvation, we can take it to the bank. We can know that it's true. He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. I'm sharing all of these examples with you, to remind myself about the power of our great Savior and King, Jesus Christ, about what he has accomplished by dying on the cross, by being buried and rising again on the first day of the week. There's another example I want to share with you. It's connected to what we already talked about, but I think it's so important for us to keep in mind as we think about the great power of our God and the great power of His Son. In Acts chapter 2 and verse number 22, Peter on the day of Pentecost, he said, "Men of Israel, listen to these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man attested to you by God with miracles and wonders and signs, which God performed through him in your midst, just as you yourselves know, this man delivered over by the predetermined plan and foreknowledge of God, you nailed to a cross by the hands of godless men and put him to death. But," listen to this, "but God raised him up again." You see, they did kill him and they put him to death. Buried him, but God raised him up again, putting an end to the agony of death, since it was impossible for him to be held in its power. Nothing can stop the plan and the will of God. Their words are true and trustworthy. Brothers and sisters, let us always put our faith and confidence in them. I will tell you this, that this has so much great application. No matter what age you may be, no matter what difficulties you are facing, that we trust in what God and His Son have to say. This should have great application in our daily lives with how we go about living our lives. For example, when you think about what Jesus said here, we need to take to heart what He says, and we need to know that what He says is true and make sure that we listen to what He says. Remember in Matthew chapter 5, Jesus said this in verse number 27, "You've heard that it was said, you should not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye makes you stumble, tear it out and throw it from you. For it is better for you to lose one of the parts of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell." What Jesus is teaching us here is a couple of things. We need to take radical measures when it comes to making sure that we stay on the right path, that we continue and remain with Him. Why? Because hell is real. Hell is not just something that someone has made up. We can know this for us for fact, for certain, because everything Jesus says is true and it will happen just as He says. That's why in verse 30 He said, "If your right hand makes you stumble, cut it off and throw it from you, for it's better for you to lose one of the parts of your body than for your whole body to go into hell." We need to take our faith seriously. Because just as He talked about extreme measures that we need to take to guard our hearts, we also need to be reminded of what's to come. We don't have to go to hell. In fact, we can spend eternity in heaven. Heaven is real because Jesus spoke about it. And we can know that everything that He said, it is true. And it will happen just as He says. In Matthew chapter 5, in verse number 11, Jesus said, "Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you," He reminds us that indeed heaven is real, that our reward in heaven can be great and will be great. We just have to believe what He has to say. Now, I know we all understand this, but the challenge really is, it's kind of like Peter. It's kind of like what Peter said in Matthew chapter 26. "Jesus, I hear everything you're saying, but I'm not that guy. I'm not going to be the one that's going to go down that path." How often do we do that? How often do we read these scriptures, hear sermons? How often do our parents remind us about choices and decisions we have to make in our lives? And yet we don't listen to our King in heaven. We don't listen to the one who has all power and authority and has the power to calm the winds and the waves and has risen from the grave. The danger for us is not really buying into what He has to say. And everything He says, it happens and it will happen just as He said it. So you have to make a choice. I have to make a choice. As you think about what's taking place in 2020, brothers and sisters, let us not let go of our God. Don't let go of Jesus. Remain with him. Because everything he says is faithful and trustworthy. I think about the saints in Hebrews chapter 2. Remember the saints in Hebrews chapter 2? There were some who were in danger. They were in danger of drifting away. As we continue to go through this year, there have been so many changes with the gatherings that we have and the time that we're able to spend together. And for some, it can be a very dangerous situation where if not careful, we may find ourselves drifting away. I want to encourage you to remain with your Father in heaven, to remain and trust in your King, the one who is indeed great, the one who has conquered all things, the one that cannot be stopped. The one who is faithful in everything he says and does. In Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 1, the Bible says, "For this reason, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard so that we do not drift away from it." Have you been listening to what Jesus has said in his word? More than ever, we need to pay more attention to what he has said. We get so caught up on social media, we get caught up on likes and follows and shares and all these things, and we're listening to everyone else. Now is the time to pay even closer attention to your King, to your Shepherd, because the sheep hear his voice and follow him, and that's where we need to be, because there's a great danger. The danger is that we can drift away. And that's why the Hebrew writer would go on to say, "For if the word spoken through angels proved unalterable, and every transgression and disobedience received a just penalty, how will we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? After it was at the first spoken through the Lord, it was confirmed to us by those who heard, God also testifying with them, both by signs and wonders and by various miracles and by gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his will." Let's make sure that we remain with the one who is trustworthy and reliable, just as he said. I will tell you this, one day our King will return just as he says, just as he said that he would. In Acts chapter 17, we can know that for certain because of what the Apostle Paul reminds us in Acts chapter 17. When you think about the resurrection of Jesus in Acts chapter 17, I want you to notice what Paul here said in Athens as he spoke to them about the true and living God. He reminded them in verse number 30, he said, "Therefore, having overlooked the times of ignorance, God is now declaring to men that all people everywhere should repent because he has fixed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man whom he has appointed, having furnished proof to all men by raising him from the dead." We can know that one day our King will return and that we who are in him, who are in Christ, will be caught up in the air with him to be with him forever. While there's so much uncertainty, so much doubt, and a lot of confusion that's taking place in the world, it's time for us to remember what our King has said in his word. He is faithful, he is reliable, and everything he says, it will happen. Just as he said. So the question for all of us is, are we listening to our King? Are we trusting in the one who has demonstrated himself to be faithful time and time and time again? Brothers and sisters, we have no reason not to. The one who tells us, "Do not worry." The one who tells us, "O ye of little faith." The one who reminds us that he will come again. He's the one that we need to listen to. He's the one that we need to trust, which means that we need to continue to hear his word, because his word is reliable and it will happen just as he said. Let's choose to listen to him. Let's build our lives upon who he is and him. Let's continue to build our faith in him, to walk with him, to remain with him, so that one day we will be with him in eternity, just as he promises. What a great blessing for us to know that. Take care, and God bless.